We have to make the distinction between what we're going to do most of the time, which is describe the pattern of data that includes an interaction, from the statistically accurate version of describing the interaction in a pattern of data. That F test is about the interaction. It tells us we have different differences, but that's all it tells us. It doesn't tell us where they are. Where those cell means and where those lines are depends upon not just the interaction, but the interactions and the main effects. Most of the time, what we're interested in is the pattern of the data that include an interaction. No presentation effect for easy, for hard, computer does better than paper. That is not describing the interaction. That is describing the whole data pattern. We have lumped together the main effect and the interaction to make that set of statements. If you want to get just the interaction, you sure can. All that you do is strip the main effects out. And when you've stripped the main effects out of the main effect and the interaction, what's left? The interaction. So what we do is we get our means. And we can see that each of these marginal means is 15 points on either side of the grand mean. So everybody up here is being pushed up 15 points. Everybody here is being pushed down 15 points. We can see that this difference is 5 points on either side of the grand mean. So everybody over here is being pushed down 5 points. Everybody here is being pushed up 5 points. And so we work our way through that process. So if we correct by taking 15 points away from both of these and adding 15 points to both of those, we get this. If we work through this by adding 5 points to each of these and taking 5 points away from each of those, that mean trimmed or mean polished is the interaction pattern. Ta-da! All interaction patterns are a flat crossover. By flat, I mean no tilting. I'm sorry, a flat centered crossover. It doesn't tilt, and it crosses over midway between these two points. That's an interaction. All interactions look like that. The only two things that are captured by an interaction is which line goes up, which line goes down, which in GLM we refer to as, this was a positive interaction because this had the higher code, this had the lower code. The higher coded group has the more positive slope. Right? And how crossovered they are. Isn't that amazing, the things we can turn into a verb? Right? No, and these should be right on top of each other, but if I do that, you can't see it. So here we have a small, a medium, and a large interaction, which is how much they angle away from each other. That's what all interactions look like. Anybody who can find me the description of a data pattern that, or I'm sorry, a description of an interaction that really is the description of the interaction, not a description of the data pattern, let me know. Nobody's brought me one yet. We care about the model. We care about the data. We care about the story of the data.